absolute opportunity for anybody that has been watching the campaign going on now for 30 years. And, you know, we finally decided to put together a video showing what our point of view. Irish Water has had many opportunities to put forward theirs, and that's only right and fair. So now we want to do our side of it. And on that basis, we have a 12-minute video. It's not terribly long, so people don't have to take the evening off. Just drop into the Serenity House next Friday, 7:30 p.m., and look at the video, and we'll have a question and answer session where we will talk to anybody in the locality that has concerns, and we will try and allay those concerns as we put forward our point of view.
And just to recap of the concerns that you as a group have in relation to the plans for this wastewater treatment plant.
Well, Catherine, like take yesterday, for instance, on the national media, again, you had a very similar situation up in Ringsend into Dublin Bay, where the plant overflowed and discharged raw sewage, and this is the second time in a couple of months. I mean, these are man-made plants. They will break down. So all these promises that they're going to build a sort of a perfect plant, it's just not on. It doesn't work that way. Anything man-made is liable to break down, and we are highlighting the possibilities of what will happen here because we already have a map from the Irish Water team that shows the dispersal of raw sewage in the event of an emergency discharge. Why would they go to the bother of making this map if they didn't see it as a viable possibility? But the thing is, Catherine, this map was hidden from the local community, so we will highlight that on our video and let everybody see nothing hidden, just as we see it, the truth, and that people make up their own minds.